All right, well, praise God. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastors Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church, a church you can call home. There you go. A church you can call home, where we honor God, we love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence. Amen. And we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. And you know what? This place we're at is not church. If nobody ever told you, we are the church. We are the body of Christ. Us believers, we are the church. And we're going somewhere to happen for somebody. I think I told the Bible study Sunday, you're the closest thing. You as a believer, a child of God, the church of God, going somewhere, and you're going to be around somebody they never met. You know, it says you're the closest thing to Jesus they've been around. You're the closest thing to a Bible they've been around. And that's you. So don't be silent. It's time to speak up. He wants you to tell him something nice. Be kind. Say, wow, something different about you. What is it? It's the greater one in me is Jesus. Man, you spoke it. Amen. Ooh, praise God. Amen. So anyway, we want to welcome everybody. All our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio or video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. Amen. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio o video. Prepárese a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. And he's got something for you. Amen. So don't say, well, don't be excluded. Be included. He wants you to be included. Amen. And today we're going to be talking about what our praise and worship team just talked about. God will make a way. From the beginning, he made a way. Amen. And he's still making a way. Amen. And well, it wasn't about luck. It's about your God. Amen. My God is making a way. My God has made a way for us. Amen. He sent Jesus. Jesus paved the way. And Jesus says, I am the way. As a matter of fact, Amplified says, I am the only way. We need to know this so we don't follow all kind of directions. You know, follow him. Get your GPS focused on him. Amen. Praise God. So listen, don't leave as you came. Amen. The Lord is not finished with you. He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. Amen. Be available. Let go and let God. Amen. Praise God. Know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. And see yourself the way he sees you. How does he see you? He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. And he sees you an overcomer. You're a new creature in Christ. You know, the world is still holding you down, you know, and saying, well, you're no good. You can't do this. You can't do that. Jesus says, you're a new creature in Christ. The old is gone. The past is gone. You know, if he can forgive and forget, so can you. Why are you still holding? Why are you letting yourself be held down? Why are you allowing yourself to be limited? Amen. Just say, let go and let God. He says, give it to me. Cast it on me. It's gone. So don't let those past things, don't be a prisoner of your past. Let it go. Amen. Praise God. Woo, hallelujah. Bless me. Keep going. What do we got? Well, let's grab our sword, soldiers of God, and let's make this declaration together. Here's my sword. Where's yours? Come on. It says, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do today. I'll be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive, and I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, whoo, hallelujah. Praise God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. So, I've got another nugget I want to read at you. Amen. And it goes like this. Be available to him. We got to make ourselves available. We make ourselves for everything else but him. But he says, make yourself available to him. We are products of our past, but we don't have to be prisoners of it. God's purpose is not limited by your past. God is not looking for a perfect person. He is looking for an available person. He says he can do amazing things through the rest of your life. Says God specializes in giving people a fresh start, a new beginning. God has equipped you to win. This is the hour for the mighty warriors of God to wake up, get up, press on with Jesus. Amen. Don't be limited. He can do more things with you now that you've come to him. Amen. So Again, don't let the world, don't let people limit you. Don't let them stop your dream or rain on your parade. Amen. I'm going to press on with Jesus. Amen. He says, mighty warriors of God, wake up, get up, and press on with Jesus. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm excited. I don't know about you. Hallelujah. It says, God is with you. He said he never leaves you nor forsakes you. He didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to win. And he put you here to use you. That's why we're the body of Christ. Who is he going to use? His body. He's the head and we're the body. God is with you closer than ever. When you feel the most alone, it may be the very moment when you are least alone. Jesus is there in your darkest and coldest night. The God on the mountain is still God in the valley. He may be so close you cannot see him, but he is there. He'll never leave you. And perhaps he has chosen this moment to pull you closer to him. Amen. Just know he never leaves you nor forsakes you. When you feel lonely, just start talking to him. You know, so many stories we read in the Bible, Paul and Silas, you know, they were in the dungeon, but they started singing to their God. Amen. Start talking to him. He's there. He's not going to let you go. Amen. That's what his word says. So all we're doing is confessing his word back to him. Amen. So, hallelujah. I'm excited. I don't know about you, but you be excited. God has great plans. None of them include defeat. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep this right there. And what else you got for me, Carmen? It says, God will make a way. Keep going. Here we go. Man, he's even got a highway. Well, highway's way back then. Huh? Says, God will make a way. Keep going. Choices. You have choices. You got God's way or my way. Choose his way. Yeah. Amen. His way is better, easier. And so anyway, says, God's way is still the best way for you. Amen. Hey, man, just line up with him. You know, line up with him and be obedient to what he wants you to do. Amen. Praise God. Keep on. These are good. It says, if God can bring you to it, he will bring you through it. The Red Sea. Running from the Egyptians. Getting away from them, you know. But you know, you got a Red Sea. You're facing some things right now. But you know what? He can make a way. He parted the Red Sea. Whatever. And you know what? They walked on dry land. It wasn't wet. It was dry. And it was wide enough for them to go through. Amen. So, if he brings you through it, he'll bring you through it. Amen. Again, says God will make a way where there seems to be no way. The Red Sea is in the way, Lord. You want us to get to the other side, you better do something. He did. He parted the Red Sea. Amen. So that's the God we serve. Amen. Nothing bigger than him. Whatever big things you're facing, our God is bigger. Amen. But you got to trust him, man. You got to walk in faith and you got to confess his word. Speak his word. Amen. Woo, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Just leave it right there. So praise God. Father, we just open your word right now, Father God. Bless your people here today, Father God. Open our hearts to receive what you have for us, Father God. No weapon formed against us shall prosper in Jesus' name. Have your way, Heavenly Father. Amen. Praise God. Says God will make a way. Says we face challenges and obstacles that make it seem like there's no way. Amen. You see the Red Sea in front of you? Ain't no way. Amen. Not me. Says, however, God's word assures us that he is always ready to lead us through difficult times. You're going through difficult times, you know what? Hey, get we're all going through them. But you know what? The greater one is in us. Amen. It says we serve a God who loves us enough to provide a way when we feel stuck, lost, or overwhelmed. God's faithfulness and his ability to crave a path through the wilderness and make rivers in the desert. Remember, there is hope, direction, and encouragement in knowing that God is always with us. And child of God, God will make a way. Amen. Amen. All you have to do is get in his word and you'll see. He made a way for his people. Amen. So he's not going to exclude you. He wants to include you. You know, in case you don't know and nobody ever told you, you're on God's winning team. And God's winning team never lost. Amen. So let's remember that. So press on, child of God. Amen. John 3:16. From the beginning, it says, God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amplify says, for God so greatly loved and dearly priced the world that he even gave his one and only begotten Son, so that whoever believeth in him and trusts in him as Savior should not perish, but have eternal life. Amen. From the beginning, he made a way. God will make a way. He told the Son, Son, come, let's talk. He says, I want to send you, I want my people back, so I'm going to send you back so I can sacrifice you. How would you like to hear those news? He could have said, no, it's perfect up here in heaven, so I just want to stay up here. I don't want to go. But he was obedient. Amen. He was obedient. Keep going, Carmen. Says John, we're talking about he'll make a way. He made a way. John 14:6 says, New King James says, Jesus says to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And you see, me is capitalized. The Amplified goes even deeper. It says, Jesus says to him, I am the only way. There is no other way. I don't care how rich you are or how poor you are. There ain't no other way. Amen. Says the only way to God and to the real truth and to the real life. No one comes to the Father but through me. So you know what? You're watching, you're listening. There is no other way. Amen. If you've confessed him before, it's time you stop running and confess him. Rededicate yourself and press on. Amen. Do something. Amen. If you've never asked him, now's the time. You know how things is looking, how things sound, and all these other things. But you know what? Why not get on God's winning team? All you have to do is receive him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. And you're going to be changed for life. Amen. And when the trumpet sounds, I want to go up. I don't want to go down. I bet you never knew there was a highway mentioned in the Bible. But open your Bibles to Isaiah 35:8. Says, God's way is a highway. New Living Translation says, and a great road will go through that once desert land. It will be named the highway of holiness. Amen. Evil-minded people will never travel on it. It will be only for those who walk in God's ways. Fools will never walk there. Amen. Whew, so thank you, Lord, for the highway to heaven. Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Keep going, Carmen. These are good. Amen. I'm blessed already. All these are just things that he's done. Isaiah 43:16, New Living Translation says, I am the Lord who opened a way through the waters, dry path through the sea. He parted the Red Sea, and he made it dry for them to go through. Man, they had some things that was towing, and they didn't have any problems. Once he opened it up, the New King James says, thus says the Lord, who made a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters. Keep going. Just a few verses down, Isaiah 43:19 says, for I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in dry lands. Amen. So listen, he's already took you. He's already changed you. Amen. But you know, there's lots of people out there that haven't changed yet. But you know, he's using us to reach out to them, being his ministers of reconciliation, being his church body, going somewhere to happen for somebody. Share the good news with them so that they can come also. Man, they're out there in the wilderness. But you know, they got to come in to the body of Christ. Amen. Praise God. New King James says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. He can do. He's a mighty God. He can do all things. Amen. So, praise God. He created this earth, you know. So, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Psalms 23:4, we know this. We know what? Open your Bibles there. Open your Bibles. Psalms 23. Psalms 23. That's what we teach from. We're from the Word of God. Psalms 23. It says, He is our shepherd. That's what my name is. Cordero is Lamb. Lamb of God. Cordero. I am Cordero. That's my last name. But says, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Why? Because Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Man, forever. That's a long time. I like that. But verse 4 says, Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. For you is caps. You are with me. Says, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And the Amplified says, even though I walk through the sunless valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod to protect and your staff to guide will comfort and console me. You know what? He's going to lead you where you need to be go. Amen. So He's with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He is the great shepherd. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah, man. If that don't bless you, we got to get you saved. Amen. Since God will make a way, He's bigger than all these things that are coming against you. The cares, the fears, the sickness, pains, past, angers, lack, doubt, shame, hate, depressions, anything. If we forget, you know, there's other things we forgot. They go up there too. God is bigger than anything and everything. Amen. So you know what? Just line up with Him. Hook up with Him. He's bigger than all these things. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. He's bigger than all these things. He says, cast them on me. Why are you still holding on to them? Amen. You're not a garbage pail. You're not a trash can where people could just come dump stuff on you. No. He says, give it to me. Amen. Give it to me. And again, we talked about the battlefield being the mind. The mind is the battlefield. But you got to renew it. And we're going to get to it in a few minutes here. It says, casting all cares, all your cares upon Him because He cares for you. That's the New King James. And Psalms 55 and 22 in the New King James says, cast your burdens, cares on the Lord. And He shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Amen. But He didn't put these things on you to weigh you down. The world and things are going to try to weigh you down. Don't allow these things to weigh you down. Just cast it on Him. Because I got a plan for you. I got a mission for you. Amen. So fulfill what He wants us to do. Jesus came on a mission. And He fulfilled what the Father sent Him to do. We received Him as Lord and Savior. Now we have a plan. We have a mission to do. But you know, the world, things are going to weigh you down. So renew your mind and press on and fulfill what God wants you to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. These are good. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. I'm just going to read one of these. But it says, I'll read you the easy to read version. That's what ERV says. The only temptations that you have are the same temptations that all people have. But you can trust God. He will not let you be tempted more than you can bear. But when you are tempted, God will also make a way to escape the temptation, that you will be able to endure it. He'll make a way. Hey, you know what? When that comes and you think about it, say, wait a minute, that's not of God. I'm not receiving it. I'm getting out of here. I want no part of this. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Keep going. This is good. Here's where we need to find it in our Bibles and read it. But Romans 12 and 2, a New Living Translation says, don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. People, world wants you to think this way. The Word of God says different. So line up with what the Word of God says, not what people say. I want to be a God pleaser, not a people pleaser. Amen. But people want you to be a people pleaser. I'm not going there. It says, then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Of course, the King James says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by how? Renewing of your mind. Again, the battlefield is the mind. And you're going to think all kind of crazy stuff. But you know what? You got to clean it out and give it to him. It says, transformed by renewing your mind that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. So line up with what the Word of God says. Renew your mind with the Word of God. You see things, you hear things, you're around things. But you know what? It don't line up with the Word of God. So I'm going to renew my mind. Amen. Because the battlefield is busy. And if you don't renew your mind, it'll overtake you. And you will give in because your flesh is going to dominate. Remember your 3V and you're a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. That's your flesh. And your flesh don't want to do nada. Your flesh just wants to nice and easy. It wants to eat and sleep and sit and do nothing. And you say, if I don't have to do anything, I'm just going to be lazy. But we are spirit beings. We need to feed on the Word. Spiritual. And your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. You got to renew those with the Word of God. Amen. Ooh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Says you can't. Says there are great giants or cares we face each day. They come daily. Don't let them control you. You control them. Amen. Says magnify your God, not your problem. Amen. And not your care. So again, the battlefield is the mind. So we got to keep that renewed all the time. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, New King James, for God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. What's the world, this world, and the enemy always trying to put fear on you? If you don't know what the Word of God says, you're going to have fear. And the fear comes up. But we're to walk by faith and not by sight. We're to walk by faith and not by fear. And if you don't have the Word and you don't know the Word, you're going to, fear is going to come up. We say, wait a minute. That's not what the Word of God says. So I'm going to step out in faith. He told Peter, come. He saw Jesus walking on the water. And Peter said, hey, it's the Master. At first they said it was a ghost. He said, oh, it's the Master. He said, oh, I want to come play. He says, all he said was come. And he stepped out and started walking until the flesh took over and says, you can't walk on water. So he started thinking, we got to stay focused on the Word of God. Amen. New King James says, the Amplified says, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound judgment and personal discipline abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. Amen. So, whew, hallelujah. That blesses me. We're not going to finish all this today. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Again, he's not giving us a spirit of fear. Amen. That's not for us. And we're not receiving it. King James says, fear not. I am with you. You got to know that. He's with you. The Bible also tells us that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. He says, I'm going. He said, but I'm going to send my Holy Spirit. Amen. So we've got the whole greater one in us. Amen. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will hold you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And again, he sits at the right hand of God, interceding for us. Amen. He's right there. He didn't forget about you. Amen. And 2 Corinthians 5 and 7 says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. But you know what? If you're walking in the flesh, you're walking by sight. It's one of your senses. And you know what? You see it and say, well, man, all of a sudden you fear. But walk by faith and not by sight. New Living Translation says, for we live by believing and not by seeing. New King James says, we walk by faith, not by sight. And I wrote this at the bottom here. He says, for we walk by faith and not by sight or fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real. We're not receiving that. Amen. We're trusting God. Amen. Praise God. Keep going. Okay, leave it right there. James 4:7-8 says, therefore submit to God. You resist the devil and he will flee from you. A lot of times we go to God and say, okay, do this, do this, do this. But in this one, he says, you take authority. You know my word. You've been studying my word. You know my word, so confess the word. And you take authority. The Bible tells us we fight a defeated foe. Jesus defeated him at the cross. He's defeated. But you know what? He's going to try to push his way. If you let him, you know what they say? If you see the devil hitching a ride, don't pick him up because he'll want to drive. He'll want to drive you. Don't give him a ride. Say, wait a minute. You know what? Wait for the next person. It's not what I was going to say. But wait for the other person. I'm not hitching you a ride. I'm taking authority. I'm taking authority. Okay, the greater one is in me. The word is in me. So no, that word needs to flow out of you, come out of you. And tell them, says, listen, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Amen. Just confess Jesus. He's got to go. He don't want to be around. He wants to go somewhere else. Good. Go somewhere else. I don't want you around. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil. He will flee from you. Draw close to God, and he will draw close to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. You know what? If you get in the Word, you won't be double-minded. You know what the Word says? Stick with it. Amen. You don't have to be double-minded about it. When you start playing with it in that battlefield and you don't renew that your mind, you start playing with it, and guess what? You're just going to give in. You're going to say, no, just from the beginning, just like the computer, just hit delete and go. Let it be gone in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jesus says, Jesus faced a few storms. So did Noah. I'm just going to mention a few. So did Noah, Moses, Job, Joseph, and David. And we face some storms on a daily basis too. Amen. But you know what? The greater one is with us. And you know what the word says? And you know what you're going to speak? You're going to speak the word. Amen. He says, rejoice and be glad in this new day I've given you. There's giants waiting for you out there, whatever it may be. Says they went through some death storms. You don't know how many times I prayed over myself. I rebuked the spirit of death. Sickness, I rebuked the spirit of sickness. He ain't got no sickness. You know what? God put it on you. Jesus put it on you to show you something. It was put on the cross to him. All these other things was put on the cross to him. So you wouldn't have to do. But you got to confess the word of God. He can't give you sickness. He ain't got no sickness in heaven to give you. He put it on Jesus here on earth. And Jesus paid the price. He paid a debt he didn't owe. And I owe a debt I cannot pay. So I give myself back to him. Amen. When you come to him. So a few storms they went through. Death storms, sickness storms, family storms, marital storms, financial storms, and some people storms. Sometimes families. Amen. But some people storms of rage. You don't renew yourself. You go out there. It's not as bad in Marfa, but it's getting bad. But people driving 100 miles an hour, and you get in their way, and they're going to greet you with a middle finger. Amen. People storms, rage, rude, hateful, jealousies, envies, unlikeness, and unforgiveness on a daily basis. You got to be strong, and you got to take authority. In Jesus' name, Lord, prepare yourselves before you leave home. Once you leave home, man, the battlefield's on. The fight is on. Amen. Then Goliaths are coming right at you. Amen. But you know what? David prepared himself to meet Goliath. And the king says, put all this armor on you. He was a little shepherd boy. He will make me cry. He was a little shepherd boy. He says, all that armor is too big for me. He says, I'll just use what God has given me. He was a little shepherd boy, so he grabbed this little slingshot, you know, and he grabbed a few stones. And he said he ran to the giant. He had faith in his God. He says, when the bear came at me, when the lion came at me, he said, my God protected me and delivered me. So you know what? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? I'm going to take him down. He's coming down. Amen. And he did. So whatever giants are coming your way, you could do the same thing. Confess the word. Amen. But you know what? That little shepherd boy turned out to be king of Israel. So you know what? He's going to take you from where you are and make you what he wants you to be. So see yourself the way he sees you. A winner, a champion, an overcomer. Don't hold yourself down. Don't keep yourself down. You're a winner in his eyes. You're a king in his eyes. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Woo, God will make a way. With God, you are in control. Amen. Without God, you're out of control. It's hell out there without Jesus. If you don't have Jesus, it could be hell. But the greater one is in me. Amen. Praise God. It says your words, your actions will make you or break you. Your words and your actions. What are you confessing? Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. What do you speak with your tongue? Words. Words. It says, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Amplify says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will indulge in it and eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words. Amen. So, I didn't say that. You know what? You may think it, but don't speak it. Because once you speak it, you're sowing it. Amen. It's okay if you thought about it. But once you speak it, you're sowing. And whatever you sow is going to grow. Okay? So, keep a positive attitude. Keep a positive confession. Keep positive words and not negative words. You know? It comes this, put a guard on your lip. And zip the lip. And don't let it come out. Yeah, if it's the word of God, speak it out. Amen. That's fine. But if it's negative, don't sow it. Well, I had to say it. No, you didn't. That was your flesh speaking. It says, let your say-sos be according to God's word. I think we're going to be closing here. But it says, stay in control and stay in faith. If you look at your little handout, don't just wrinkle it up and throw it away. You know, if you don't want it, just bless somebody with it. Give it to somebody else, you know. Or make copies of it and pass it to somebody else. But it says, let your say-sos be according to God's word. Since I encourage you daily to send your words out in a positive way, speaking positive confessions over your life by choosing to change your say-sos. Let your say-sos be, and you don't see nothing negative there. I'm blessed, I'm a winner, I'm prosperous, I'm strong, I'm healthy, I'm talented, creative, faithful, secure, disciplined, focused, attractive, and valuable. I'm an overcomer, I'm more than a conqueror, I'm well-liked. I am fun to be around. I have good personality. The right people are in my future. The right opportunities are headed my way. I will accomplish my dreams. I will overcome every obstacle. This is the year, my year, to break through. I have God's favor. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. There's nothing negative about this. This is the word of God. You're speaking the word back. And you're being positive and not negative. I mean, why not confess good things about yourself instead of negative things? Amen. If you can't like yourself, man, we got to pray for you. It says, when you begin to say positive things, when you begin to say your positive say-sos, your life will never be the same. God will bless you beyond your wildest dreams. It says, get ready for God to do the impossible in your life. Have a happy and blessed day every day. And it tells you, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, New Living Translation says, all Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. His people, that's you, that's us. Amen. So see yourself the way He sees you again. Amen. And we're going to close right there. Amen. And I hope you receive. I preach to myself happy. I hope it made you happy. God loves you and we love you. Amen. So praise God. Those of you watching, those of you listening, if you ain't never accepted Him, you know, now's the time. Why put it off any longer? All you have to do is say, Lord, come in my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Amen. And you know what? He will. But you know what He's going to say after that? He's going to say, you know, hey, I forgive you. Now get up and press on. He's got a mission for you. Amen. And He wants to use you. You're part of the body of Christ now. You know, if you're running from Him, just stop running and just rededicate yourself and come back to Christ. Amen. And start serving Him. Praise God. You have sickness in your body? I speak to my body all the time. Body line up with the Word of God. Jesus paid the price. By His stripes, I am healed. He's not giving me a spirit of sickness. Amen. So I rebuke all sickness. I rebuke all malfunctions in my body because He has not given me anything to be malfunctioning. So I call myself well and I call myself healed from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, inside and out. He created me just the way He wants me to be. And no malfunctions happening in my body in Jesus' name. I don't care how abnormal He says I am. I am normal in His eyes because He created me. Lord, You created me. You know me. So You know that I'm well. So speak to your body and just say, by Jesus' stripes, I am well. I'm healed. And you know what? Keep confessing the Word. Praise God. Whew, hallelujah. And it's time to give. Just go to our website, NBC P.O. Box 25, excuse me, NBCBigBen.com. And if you're mailing, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. And for Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church of the Big Ben. God loves you, and we love you. Amen. So praise God. You know what? God's got a way for you. Amen. He didn't exclude you. He included you. So we love you, and God bless you. Amen. Thank you, brother. Stretch your hands this way. Father, we just thank You for the gift and the givers, Lord. Bless them and multiply it back to them. Open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing we're not able to contain, Father God. Ooh, and thank You for rebuking the devourer for our sake. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Amen.